This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Here's the deal, folks.
Thousands of different mindsets, thousands of different versions of religions. But there's only one system dominating the globe right now, and that's globalism. And there's only one idea and one system countervailing it and now overtaking it and ripping its arm out of its socket, like Beowulf to Grendel. And that's Renaissance. To know Americana is to know Renaissance. The problem with Renaissance is it creates unfathomable wealth, unmeasurable freedom, unadulterated liberty. And just as Lucifer had unlimited liberty in heaven, except for being God, he had full realm to do whatever he wanted, but he couldn't be God. So he took one-third of the angels with him. It's better to reign in hell than serve in heaven, so said Lucifer at their space base. And now we're here. Another civilization building towards the stars. And the old remnant spirit of rebellion is here to take another group. A group of babies. Couldn't win there, but maybe can win with the tadpoles. And that's where we are, and everyone jockeys to be Hollywood, or everyone jockeys to be mainstream media, or everyone jockeys who are the new big podcasters to have establishment guests on, and to be the new establishment. I don't want to be the new establishment. I want to reestablish the Renaissance. I want to overthrow globalism and its system. And out of the thousands of permutations and thousands of political beliefs and ideas, liberty, human inventiveness, freedom, but governed by conscience. Wealth governed by true Christianity. Power, the will of God, made in the image, but governed by the greater spirit. So you don't fall to Luciferian delusions of grandeur and fall into that narcissistic black hole of death that so many have fallen into, not just here, but throughout the eons, as Christ said, I have other sheep. I have other flocks. Taken for terra firma, but obviously not. This is the great compendium of time. And again, I'm on the road. We got the taped interview. We're not trying to push this out. They're trying to take it in right now and transfer it into the computers. And so I should probably just take a bigger crew with me. I took a one-person crew when I go on the road. I take two. This crew's done a great job. It's been me messing stuff up and things. And then but just the dial-up speeds and all that stuff. But it's not this segment. It's going to be the third segment, the fourth segment, the exclusive on Tommy Robinson. But I'm proud of Tommy, even if they kill him. In fact, more proud of him. I hope he doesn't die. But he's a real man, and he stands for something. You know, it began with seeing Islamicists being protected by the police and social services, kidnapping children en masse, and deciding I'm not going to be a party to that, but because not standing up to it makes you a party. And then 11 years later, it's the biggest story in the UK, it's bringing down the globalists, and they think they can, well, at least we can kill Tommy Robinson. We can take him, a nonviolent political prisoner, and put him in a dangerous prison facility for 71% Muslim, and that'll show him we'll kill you if you protest. Go away. Shut up. Yeah, that hasn't worked too well in history. You guys don't get it. But I feel sorry for Tommy. They think he'll roll over and come to the system, maybe become an anti-liberty spokesperson for exchange for his life. No, I think he'll choose death, which means life for his children.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Well, Tommy Robinson, a political prisoner for reporting on Islamic child grooming gangs working with the British aristocracy to deliver children to them, he simply reported that there was another trial happening, not the details of the trial. He was put in prison for 13 months, denotices, told the media not to even report on it. Major papers challenged that, and then after 3 days, the reporting ban was lifted. That just shows the limit of how far they'll go. There is no limit. Well, we've now learned from his manager and video producer, Taylan Robertson, that his video has been taken down. He shot a few months ago that had millions of views. Tommy Robinson, I won't be here much longer. Knowing they put him in prison for reporting on the giant pedophile rings, not just Islamic. But that's part of more radical Islamic culture. That's what fits in with the British system. So YouTube has taken this video down. He has now been moved. They've asked me not to say the name of the prison. To a high-security 71% Muslim prison. He got there yesterday. They told him, you're going to be killed. Everybody hates you. They chanted and banged on the walls that he would die last night, and now we haven't heard from him in about 5 hours. Coming up at the start of the next segment, I believe we're going to have it ready because I did the tape interview earlier, Taylan Robertson will break down the shocking specific details. Please send out the live links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube live feeds. This is so critical to have this be a big deal. Tommy is counting on you because they had tens of thousands demonstrate on the 9th, people climbing the walls at 10 Downing Street. The globalists are scared, and now they're so crazy, they're going to send a nonviolent political prisoner to a high-security prison, 71% Muslim, and they're telling him, well, people don't like you. You're not going to last long. Hey, you're dead, slamming the door, and then opening it for general population. And we don't know what's happening. They told him last night when he got there, you're dead tomorrow. He hasn't been talked to since then. We need attention on this, ladies and gentlemen. So, I've been asked not to say the name of the prison and some other stuff, but this is critical. Here is the video they don't want you to see that they deleted of him saying his last will and testament. Here's Tommy Robinson.
A few days ago, I responded to a tweet about grooming gangs. I tweeted that 90% of convictions in the UK are Muslim men. This is a fact. It's a fact even found by a Muslim organisation who done research into it. This is a tweet that got me banned from Twitter for 7 days. It's also true, even Majid Nawaz come out in my defence. We disagree on many things, but he come out saying how outrageous this was. Twitter started by removing my verification. Now they've limited my account. This is the build-up. They want to remove me, to silence me, to discredit me. They have tried to stop me in every possible way, from taking my finances, to imprison me, to slander me, to link me to Darren Osborne and extremism. Now they want to take away the final thing I have, my voice. I don't doubt one day they will wipe me off social media completely, forever. They will take away my right to defend myself when I'm slandered in the press. The media will be able to tell you whatever they want about me, and I'll have no way of responding. If they can do it to me, they can do it to you. When I decided to sue the police because of the harassment of my children and many other things, my lawyer warned me things were going to get very dirty. Now that I'm suing them on multiple fronts, it's getting dirtier and dirtier. One day you won't be able to reach me on social media at all, or watch my videos on YouTube. One of the reasons I left Rebel Media is because I want to be out on the street. I want to be out there exposing the truth about what's going on in our country and also across Europe. I have major plans to start something big. A whole new platform to get the truth out to you. To the British public. People who deserve to know what's going on in our country. They're going to try and stop this at every level. They already are. One day, I will only have this. And my website. So please visit TommyRobinson.online and sign up for updates. I don't want to bash you with spam. I just want to make sure when it happens, trust me, it's going to happen. That's exactly what this big build-up's for. I want to be able to keep on getting the truth out, telling the stories no one else will. In 2016, the tide was on our side. We had all the power to challenge the mainstream media, to expose their lies and finally get the truth out to the people, the real truth. But they realise that, and now they're taking back the power. The entire establishment is there fighting back. They're working with social media to silence us. They can kick me off Twitter. They can delete my Facebook. They can remove my YouTube. But I won't let them stop me telling the truth. So please, if I can ask one thing from you, just share this video. Sign up. Pledge us your support. Just follow the links at TommyRobinson.online. And I'll make sure that whatever they throw at me, the truth will always be told in this country.
All right, Tommy Robinson shot that video, 6 months ago? As he was banned on Twitter, as he was being banned on Facebook, as he was being shut down, as he was being told to go to prison, he exposed the Muslim rape gangs, which he first exposed that are confirmed. Now, he has been moved from a medium security to a high security, 71% Muslim prison, has been told by the inmates and others he will be killed. So this is him preparing for extrajudicial illegal execution. Using the Islamic inmates, a lot of people that have criticized Islam or been against it, are taken by the leftist government, put in general population, mainly Muslim prisons, even though they've got prisons that aren't Muslim. They keep them segregated in England, and they send you there to be killed. So that is basically Tommy Robinson's last statement. I won't be here much longer. Now it's happening, and YouTube won't let you see his pre-execution statement. Even in authoritarian cultures, they usually let you have a last statement before you're executed. But YouTube won't even let Tommy have a last statement before he's executed. That's it. YouTube denies Tommy Robinson a pre-execution statement. Tommy Robinson denied pre-execution public statement. So he's being prepared for execution. Owen Schroyer, this is incredible. You've been on fire today, just boiling down the history. But just like the North Korean peace, and just like the economy coming back, and just like fake news being worse than ever, the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything is heightened right now, Owen. And this is a declaration of war against the press, a declaration of war against the West. This is just unbelievable, the left using Islam as its sword, radical Islam as its sword. Tommy Robinson needs our prayers, Owen.
Well, Alex, this would be like throwing the state district attorney or the state prosecuting attorney into the state penitentiary. I mean, that's what they've basically done to Tommy Robinson. I mean, imagine if you threw the DA or the PA of Texas into the worst prison facility in Texas where he locked up more than half the inmates. What do you think is going to happen to him? That's basically what they've done with Tommy Robinson, where he poses a threat.
Oh, yeah. There are people, by the way, I was told the name of the prison. There are people in this prison that he helped lock up.
That's what I'm saying. So now he's exposed.
By the way,
put that Ben Garrison
back up from a month ago. This is happening. That is, if you're a TV viewer, Muslim pedophile, rapists, and murderers, globalist PC police, and they're dragging him away to a death sentence.
So that's what they've done, and of course the pedophiles that Tommy Robinson exposes are going to hate him, and of course the government's going to hate that because, well, you can make your own estimations as to why the government would stand up for the pedophiles. But it's just incredible, Alex. Again, this is an act of war. This is an attack on free speech. This is an attack on national sovereignty. If I lived in Britain today, I don't see how I'd be calm. I don't see how I wouldn't be out on the streets protesting this. I don't see how I wouldn't be organizing. I mean, this is a threat to your sovereignty and your own government.
This totally proves that the globalists, the left, the UN, the EU, are with Islam as their political weapon. It's all confirmed. And now they're going to kill this man. They've told him he's dead. He's been told that, but we've been asked not to get into the details of it. This is insane. Briefly, the interview is coming up the next two segments. Then Owen and I will be back in the final segment. We preempted Roger Stone. He understands. He'll be in studio tomorrow, the 34-hour global broadcast. Please spread the word about that. We'll have updates on Tommy, but pray for Tommy. And understand, InfoWars needs your support. Just like Tommy's under attack, we're under attack. Plus, we make it easy. The best water filters, the best air filters, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds. This is the last chance through the weekend, and we will end it. Free shipping on all our best-selling products, 50% off Brain Force, 50% off Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power. Oh, you got to try Alpha Power. 50% off the Colloidal Silver. It's all there. InfoWarsLife.com, the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, Bodies. It's all there, but the free shipping on top of that, we don't get $1.50 subsidy on every order like Amazon does. When we do free shipping, it costs us like $5 for the average package. That is a huge deal. Sign up for auto ship on coffee and supplements, and then you're going to want to reorder. 10% off. Patriot points are 5% on every dollar. Those get added onto your account. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And we need the cavalry. We need to have a voice. That's why InfoWars is here. They hate our voice. They hate the fact that we have speech. They just can't stand we're countering them and we're winning. But they're persecuting our leaders like Tommy, Trump, and others. Stay with us.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I cannot think of a time that I've been more upset. We have Tommy Robinson, spokesperson, Kalen Robertson on with us. He just spoke to Tommy today. We are taping this right now while Owen is live on air, and we're going to air this later in the broadcast. I think the best thing I can do is just go right to Kalen to tell you what's happened. But Tommy has been given a death sentence. Here it is. Kalen, thank you for joining us here. Obviously, we're all rooting for you and Tommy reporting on the Islamic rape gangs, everything else that's happening, seeing him as a political prisoner. And now the new news you told me just a few minutes ago on the phone shook me to my core. So please relay to the viewing and listening audience what happened.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I don't have too long. I just have to pass on this information. So I spoke to Tommy within the hour. He was relaying this information. So we just found out that he's actually been moved from the prison he was at to the new one where he's just been put within the last 48 hours. Where he was before was relatively safe, but had a very low Muslim population. He was in a specific ward that was safe. He was actually okay. We've just brought in a new legal team who's taking over the case, who's doing a really good job, and he's just been moved to a really actually unsafe place. As soon as he arrived at the entrance, someone told him or muttered to him that it was full of people here who didn't like him, which was really, really worrying. He was put onto the main wing, which is the central main sort of part core of the prison, which is not a safe department. It's not the, you know, place in solitary. It's not a hospital wing. It's the main open bit, open season part of the prison. And that's where he's been put. We found the statistics of the prison. It's around 71% Muslim. Really, really, really disastrous. The last one was like close to 2%. And as soon as he arrived, he looked around and he could see people shouting, being really, really quite terrifying. He went to his cell and he said that all night people were shouting, banging on the cell doors, screaming death threats. He was really actually quite terrified about it. And he's just been relaying this information over in the last hour. So I don't have too much more to push from there, but we also had that there's been a hit from an imam on him directly, which has been in the last 24 hours. I can't confirm if the imam is in that specific prison or if it's in one nearby, but that's something that happened to him last time he was in prison. So he's been basically put from what is a really moderate situation to a really, really, really highly hostile situation. He's a much higher target now than he was when he was previously in prison because of publicity and because of, you know, the rise of Islam. And it's basically gone into an extremely dangerous situation. He's really, really worried. Everyone's really worried. He wanted me to pass this out to you, to the public. He wanted everybody to know this. This is just passing on directly from him. And that's all I can say about it.
Kalen, this is surreal, like something out of a fiction novel or something of the old Soviet Union where it's known that a lot of people get killed in the prisons by Muslims. The guy that put a piece of bacon outside the mosque, as you know, got stabbed to death. They've said they're going to kill him in prison. And then now to take him, a nonviolent offender, for reporting that there was a trial of Muslim rape gangs, other media reported as well, to give him 13 months in jail, and then now to move him to a higher security prison. I know the lawyers don't want us to, you know, obviously say the name of that, and that we've got all of this unfolding, and that he arrives at the new prison, and they're basically chanting in general population in a place with murderers and rapists and all sorts of horrible people. This is like the old biblical thing where they throw you to the lions. I mean, this is like taking somebody and cutting their legs up and throwing them into piranha-infested waters in the Amazon Delta, River Delta. I mean, this is insane. As a good personal friend of his, I know, the guy he really trusts, I know you can't get much of the family, but how are you taking it? How is the family taking it? A, and B, why would they be taking a nonviolent political prisoner and throwing them into a 71% high security general population Muslim prison?
Well, A, we're really, really, really worried about it. It's the most devastating news possible. Things actually seem to be going okay. Looked like we'd be able to get him out early. Looked like we'd be able to actually have success with the case. And he was safe. He was feeling positive because of the protest. And it's just turned everything upside down for us. Obviously, it's terrifying. It's really, really the worst thing. You know, I've worked with Tommy almost every day for the last 15 months. And it's really, you know, it's a massively personal thing. It's terrifying. It's really horrible. Everybody who knows him and who knows his information now is equally as upset and disturbed by it. So that's just what we're dealing with at the moment. What was your second question?
Why would they do this? Why would they want to make him a martyr when there's a very good chance he will be killed or physically harmed?
Well, I mean, it's to get rid of him. I think the protests have been heating up. We've had people climbing over the gates of Downing Street. We've had tens of thousands, 30,000 people the other day rioting and going nuts in the street because of him. And I believe they want to get rid of him. They don't want this to happen anymore. Oh, in the last hour, YouTube, I've just received a notification on my phone about 25 minutes ago saying that they've removed his video on YouTube that says, I won't be around for my...
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
War here in the United States, in the middle of it, they had big prison ships off the coast starving family members. Some other things that he said to you, and I don't want to be at liberty here with the things I wrote down when we talked earlier. Again, we're taping this, going to air it as soon as possible on the syndicated broadcast. But, I mean, he told us about his voice. I mean, he's not a fearful guy. He'll take on, you know, 8-9 guys bigger than him. He's not a big guy, but his heart's huge. And you know, he'll fight back and kick their butt. He's got the heart of a lion here, obviously. Can you tell folks what the other stuff you told me?
Yeah, well, very briefly, I mean, the only thing I can say about it is this is sort of, after knowing him for so long and being in really hostile environments, being in no-go zones and things like that, you know, the most extreme things, this would be the most worried and nervous that I've ever seen with him, ever. So it's something that's, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that sort of explains it.
Well, I know what's going through his head. He's not thinking about himself, he's thinking about his children. He's thinking about his wife. He's thinking about the fall of the UK. And I guarantee you, he's in there.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So imagine you're a pro-nationalist, pro-freedom guy. You see little kids being sold into sex slavery. You speak out 11 years ago. You get put in prison for it. It all comes out to be true. They put you back in prison for it. Then they transfer you for reporting on Islamic rape gang trials to a high-security prison, 71% Muslim. They tell you you're dead when you get there. They're chanting they're going to kill you. You then talk to your manager. He comes on. The lawyers say don't do it. All that happens. I taped that here from my hotel room. That's why I guess I sent him a bad file with a glitch earlier. That's my fault. This is all on the fly here. But I think we've got time in this segment to finish up the interview with his manager, Kalen Robertson, right now. So this is really critical information. We're going to upload the video right now to InfoWars.com, to NewsWars.com. YouTube is censoring Tommy Robinson videos. We've now learned they're not just deleting his final statement of his killed video ahead of him being killed, which is very cryptic today. They're deleting other videos of his that are viral with millions of views. They are erasing him before they kill him. This is happening. So, again, here is the rest of the important interview they don't want you to hear. Please, on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, local radio, TV, get this out. They want to quietly have him fade away and be killed. They're shipping a nonviolent political prisoner, a journalist prisoner, like we're China, to a high-security Muslim, main 71% Muslim prison where they send political dissidents to be killed by the Muslims. That's how you're executed in Europe and the U.K., so he's facing certain execution, folks. You can't hype this up. And he just said, say bye to my wife, bye to my kids. A lot of stuff I can't tell you. He said, but they told him, we're going to kill you. And they're chanting and banging the walls, we're going to murder you. And they've got him in general population. Hell, he could be dead right now. So here it is. He's always thinking about his children. He's thinking about his wife. He's thinking about the fall of the UK. And he's just, I guarantee you, he's in there thinking, my God, it's worse than I thought. My own government's been captured. They put me in the middle of an Islamic high security prison with them chanting, we're going to kill you, 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 we're going to kill you tonight. That's what you told me, he said. And you know, you told me some other things he said. And I know, you know, just as we talked 20 minutes ago before we taped this, that you know, I mean, Tommy told you that he wants you to go on air. So you've done what Tommy asked you to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of advice against it. There's a lot of, you know, things up against us right now, but and things for us and things for and against the right reasons. But against all of that, he wanted this information to come out personally. And that's why we did it. That's why we said against the advice, against that stuff. It's what he wants to do. That's it. He wants everybody to know what situation he's in. He wants everyone to know that if something happens to him, at least everyone knows the truth. But at his core, about what he's always been about. At least people know what's happening, and that's what he asked for.
Well, Kalen, I've interviewed you many times, watched your amazing work, taking Tommy to the next level with your production, your skill, your courage, you and Miss Brown, everybody else. But I want to just say this. I don't know your background, your religious beliefs, but there are no atheists in foxholes, and I think we should really pray for discernment, pray for Tommy Robinson's safety, for your safety, for his family's safety, for Lucy Brown's safety, and for the awakening to continue and put a hedge of protection up around Tommy. But Tommy has chosen, he said this, you know, to die if he has to, and the fact that they took his video down that I think we have saved at the office. So let's try to, later when I'm live again, I'm going to play that message, probably tag it on the end of this tape thing we're doing when we air this live later. That powerful message of I won't be around much longer. Wow, the day they put him into a high security prison, 71% Muslim, and they're saying we're going to kill you, and the guards tell him you're not liked here. You know, we don't like you. I don't like you either. I have the death sentence on 12 systems. Here, let me get you something. No, you know, you'll be dead. I mean, that's what this is, and this is the arrogance of the despots to think that they can basically put him in there to be stabbed or killed or acid attacked in these prisons. Where, I mean, maybe I know you've got to go because you said you got the family and lawyers all calling you up to get off. Soon you just learned this 30 minutes ago or whatever. But can you speak to just the history so I don't get it wrong? There's so much of what he went through in prison, what's already happened to him.
Well, he's been put into a room directly with terrorists who are in the Class A prison that he was in a few years ago, specifically plotted against to blow him and the EDL up. He was locked in a room with them, with four of them for a few hours, who really, really badly beat him up, who tried to kill him, who he's been in a situation where he walked into a room and some Somali Muslim man had thrown boiling water with sugar in it in his direction, which is called napalm. It melts all your skin off. He's had so many attacks and so many close calls, been in hospitals countless times, you know, stitched up, sabotaged, so many different things. There's pictures of it, you know, that's basically the brief history of just skimming over what he's been through throughout UK prisons. And it, you know, it stopped in 2014 when he got a bit of a bigger profile again. He started going on the internet. They seemed to kind of back down, and now it's just all going, it seems like it's all going through that process again. And he just got out of it last time, just by the skin of his teeth. And now, you know, it's looking at the worst again. So that's what happened.
It just shows how far we've fallen, and he is such a champion for the family, regardless of all the incredible lawyer bills you've got. I know you guys have got new lawyers, and you guys have been trying to get him out. It's a big national issue. They've obviously made the decision just to kill him, hopefully thinking that'll make it go away. The tyrants are so insane, just like Hitler bombing London turned the Brits from being against war for war. These tyrants have a real blind spot to this. Haylen, I know that the bills have been mounting. I know the legal defense has been insane. You know, the family is basically cut off. How do people support Tommy? There's a lot of websites, a lot of groups out there claiming that they're actually getting donations, but I've talked to folks that they're not really doing that. How do people donate directly to Tommy, this champion, and his family, and to your film crew that's continuing on, that's so critical for his voice? They're trying to cut off right now, banning his video, saying, I won't be here much longer.
Yep, so the all funds going to the Legal Defense Fund right now, which we've just appointed a new legal team, which are going in, guns blazing, going, doing everything they can, pulling all the strings they can to speed the process up, especially what's happened in the last 48 hours. The costs are, you know, as you can imagine, astronomical, but if you go to tommyrobinson.online/support or just tommyrobinson.online, then you can contribute and help to that in any way.
And again, that's tommyrobinson.online.
That's it.
Okay. Kaylin, again, we give Tommy a lot of praise, his family a lot of praise, but you've been there in the trenches. And I just want to recognize there's an Islamic globalist invasion of Europe. They admit it. They're banning police.
All right, folks, there's about 3-4 minutes left of this. We're going to come back in the final segment with this.
I do not even feel up to the challenge right now with listeners to even give this the due it deserves. I mean, Robinson, the political prisoner, the hell he's been through, the fact he's been vindicated in quadruplicate. This, if you wrote a book about something this amazing, no one would believe it. But we're living it. That's why they've said since the time of the Romans, truth is stranger than fiction. And again, I'm not against Muslims. I was against the illegal wars to topple non-radical Muslims and put bad Muslims in. But the radical Islamist system is being used after they weaken the West, turn us into politically correct limp wrist, to then bring in Islam to dominate us. And George Soros and all these monsters count on us not realizing how ruthless they are, so we go along with them. But we're waking up, and that's the exciting thing. But, man, Tommy has been transferred. He's been told they're going to kill him. They've tried to kill him before. The government knows what they're doing with plenty of room everywhere, at minimum security prisons everywhere else for a political dissident. They're sending them there saying, oh, you're going to protest? You're going to stand up? We're going to send you to our precious little Muslims to let them tear you apart. Can you imagine he'll die alone with those Muslims smiling and stabbing and kicking and jihading? But you know what? He'll die in our hearts if they kill him. Seriously. I think there's a 50-50 chance he's dead this week. They took down his video on YouTube, so he won't have his last message. They're preparing to execute Tommy Robinson right now. Tommy Robinson is being marched up to be hung, but it won't be a quick snap of the neck, man. They're going to let those Islamists, they might let them rape him like they did Gaddafi. I'm serious what they do. I mean, they might, while they might have 100 Muslims raping. That's what they do. So we'll be back. My God, I'm sure the jail guards will sit there and celebrate as well. They'll probably piss all over his grave. Scum of the earth, though. Out of this, the phoenix will rise.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Menez takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Describe just how historical a moment we're in. You've got Tommy Robinson, a human, a real person, not a Netflix show, not Hanna-Barbera, not a cartoon, a real guy with a couple children, a great wife, who have fatwas or Islamic contracts out on to kill them. And you've got the socialist globalists financing the worst elements of Islam to invade Europe and to overthrow every other Islamic regime that's not radical, involved in such evil. And then Tommy, 11 years ago, first exposing Islamic rape gangs, which has all been confirmed. And then he goes and he
simply points out there's a trial happening, which even under their draconian law is legal, and he's put in jail for 13 months, and they put him in a medium security with, you know, a couple percentage Muslim. Now they've shipped him. They don't want me to say the name of the prison. But Tommy wanted the name. He said it's Lester. And he got there, and they said, you're a dead man. And what hurt Tommy was is that the guards told him. They didn't just tell him, people don't like you. They laughed and they said, good luck staying alive in here. When they put him in that jail cell, they said, hope you've enjoyed your life. Slammed that jail door. And he said, why do you hate me so much? Because they're servants of evil. They have to hate you because they feel bad about who they are. So they get into the evil they're doing. They have fun doing it. They might as well. Like the sick Japanese saying, if you're going to get raped, might as well enjoy it. Well, they're going to be evil and serve evil. They might as well just do it and enjoy it. They hate you because you're strong. You're the opposite of them, Tommy. So there's Tommy in that prison. He gets a phone call every 2 days for a minute to his family, 3 minutes to his lawyers. And they chanted when he got there yesterday, we're going to kill you. We don't even know where he is the last 5-6 hours. You get that 1 minute call out saying, I don't care what they say. They're beating on the door saying they're going to kill me. They're telling me I'm dead. The guards are telling me I'm dead. They're telling me I'm going to get it for what I've done outside. They're mad about the demonstrations. They're mad. He was supposed to roll over, grovel, say, I'll do whatever you want. Just keep me in a non-Muslim prison. But a month later, he doesn't do that. They're not going to let him out in 13 months as a hero. They're going to kill him. They're going to put him in solitary like they did. They're going to torture him. They think they're going to break his will, just like they put America and the UK under deindustrialization, just like they shut us down, just like they've broken up our families. They're going to teach us their power. They're going to break us, they think. If you imagine him, he's right in the main central prison, not even a wing, because they've got some segregated areas. 71% Muslim. They've got a non-Muslim wing. I've got all the facts. I'm not supposed to give them to you, because later they flipped out and don't want me to tell you. Got a whole pad full of notes here. And Tommy's lawyer said, you don't do this, you're never going to get out. And he said, well, what do you mean never get out? I've already been sent here. So his lawyers and people are telling him, don't have demonstrations, stop. Don't criticize the government. Go away. We'll protect you. And from their perspective, that's right. Go along. Hell, say you love Islam. Join Islam, Tommy. You'll be fine. We'll put you on the news. Maybe Sadiq Khan will hire you. See, Tommy is on a mission. He's not trying to win himself. He's trying to win for the future of humanity. He's a leader. So he hadn't shut up. So they go, okay, we'll send you to Leicester, the most Islamic high-security prison in England, where dozens of people last year and this year who weren't Muslim were stabbed to death and beaten to death and strangled. They cut your nose off and your balls off in Leicester. So they sent him not to get a quick hanging by the neck that he was a child molester or a killer. Quick, you know, non-cruel punishment. Sure, get him out of here. He's being sent as a champion in there, and I can just see Tommy. Because he's got to go out to lunch everywhere. Doors open. Nobody's heard from him in 6 hours. He's got to walk out with all those people chanting, they're going to kill him. The guard's going to turn that blonde down. I got a feeling we hear it. He's probably already been put in the hospital. He's been put in the infirmary before. 3 times for what he stood up for. He might be dead right now, folks. Because you know, a couple hours ago, they just took his YouTube off where he said, I may not be here much longer. He doesn't even get what a child molester or murderer gets their final words at the electric chair or lethal injection. Where are all the liberal lawyers for him? No, the media says, oh, he deserves it. He covered a child grooming trial. The whole media designed to protect pedophilia. Never heard of a movie like that, did you, where somebody exposes something, 11 years later, they're proven totally right, and so they get to go be there, and I guarantee he's going to go down swinging to the end as they pull those shanks out and Allah Akbar, ram those things into him, and he'll finally get peace. And he'll bleed out on the ground, and the left will have their victory and say, well, Tommy Robinson got killed. We're not going to say by who, just like in Sweden and Germany, they cover up the Islamic attacks and the bombings and the truck attacks. It's never Islamic. It's always a German man did this. A German man did that. So you're now secretly jailed in Britain. You're now disappeared into a black hole. You're now dehumanized, and then you're sent openly because you don't tell your supporters of free speech to stand down. You're sent to an executioner's dock. But the cowardly socialists and globalists don't do it themselves. They don't put the black hood on and do it themselves. They have somebody else do it, don't they? They're already slowly killing Europe and everybody else and Christianity and free speech anyways. So why not? They're about to make Tommy Robinson not just a hero, but a legend. I think, unless you pray, unless there's calls made, I think he'll be dead in the next few days. The left only thinks one-dimensionally. They have no idea. Just like Christ was hung on the cross or the Alamo. Travis knew they were all about to die, but he said victory or death. He got the bigger picture. He got destiny. And Tommy Robbins is now destiny. Let's finish up the exclusive interview. It's all going up to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com right now. Spread it viral. Don't let them stop it. Put it on your own channel. Re-upload it, whatever. Here's Tommy Robinson that they don't want you to hear from. Here is him talking to his spokesperson. Tommy, a lot of praise. His family, a lot of praise. But you've been there in the trenches. And I just want to recognize there's an Islamic globalist invasion of Europe. They admit it. They're banning police, even reporting the rapes in Europe. Everybody knows what's happening. And you guys are the tip of the spear. Our hopes and our prayers are with you. But do you agree with me that we should all say a prayer for Tommy?
Oh, absolutely. He would say the same thing. But right now it seems like, and it feels like it's the only thing we can do.
Let me just ask this final thing. I know you got to go. What did Tommy say why he thinks they're doing this? Because what, tens of thousands are demonstrating, it's getting bigger. They think just snuff him out now, and that'll make the demonstrations go away. That won't make them go away. That'll make them even more out of control. They'll demand that the prime minister resign. They'll demand the Islamic, federal police head resign. They're going to demand. I mean, why are tyrants so arrogant, this blind spot?
Well, he said this throughout at least for the last 3 years, he's been constantly saying that this is because they want to get rid of the opponent, because they want to get rid of the most dangerous person in Britain, because they want to get rid of a person who can, at the click of his fingers, galvanize tens of thousands of people on the street. There's no politician in Britain who can actually do that. Even the Prime Minister couldn't do something like that at an event. And it's really, really, really powerful and really scary for them. He's openly said that. He said that to me. And specifically on this case, what he said today was that he thinks this is a stitch-up. We asked him why they're doing it. Why would they move you to a different prison? What's the point? And he said it's a stitch-up. That's what he said. So it's all
and in British parlance or London talk, a stitch-up means a frame-up, a setup.
Yeah, that's what it means.
And you told me earlier a few other things, so I'm just going to say them. Tommy believes they're sending him there to be killed. He's going to be basically extrajudicially executed, like they used to do in the Tower, cutting your head off without even having an order. He's being sent to the gallows. Ladies and gentlemen, at 5 o'clock, he's been taken to the gallows pole. The times and the sands of times for Tommy Robinson are running low. This is not a joke. It's not a drill. But think of the women raped every day and killed, the people stabbed to death, the acid attacks. This is part of the globalist attack on the West. It's part of their ruthless takeover. TommyRobinson.online. Everybody should donate there right now. We're going to post this video to InfoWars.com, to NewsWars.com, as quick as we can. Again, this is taped. This is just so insane. I don't even know what to say. Thank you, Kaylin Robertson. Please try to join us again tomorrow as this unfolds. Please, as soon as you get authorization, you got to get off and talk to the lawyers and people, find out where all this is going. Thank you. Thank you for speaking to us, sir.
Thanks for doing this. Thanks for getting out the word that Tommy wanted everyone to know.
Are you kidding? We're all in this together. My God. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Okay, I'm going to end the taping right here, and I'm going to say bye to you, Kaylin. Folks, I don't know who this is airing during the show. The full unedited interview is now on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Tommy is counting on you to get it out everywhere. Copy it to your own sites, whatever. Just get it out there. It's on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. A political prisoner put in general population in a high-security Muslim prison to be killed with the jail guards laughing at him because he didn't back down. This guy is a hero. He is the model of the future. He is...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm so excited. The new